I don't do crack, I've never seen cocaine. Unfortunately, I rarely pop an aspirin when in pain. Cause I wanna be of alcohol or any drug at all completely free. But I self-medicate with tea. I know just where to go to get my fix. The beverage aisle at Starbucks, I confess, I get my kicks. I'm not in denial, my oolong heels, your dealer deals for quite a hefty fee. So I self-medicate with tea. It's not that I'm not miserable. As any old drunk, my life is no more bearable than any old junkie. I'd jump out a window. Suicide's a sin, though. I found another way. There's no amount I wouldn't pay to overdose on Earl Grey or English breakfast when I'm hopped up on caffeinated chai. I'm feeling the buzz, and when you asked if I'd like to get high, I already was. It's black or green or in between. Sometimes it looks like weed, but my self-medicating improves my mental stating. I don't need to go to rehab or to set up a meth lab. I may be a cynic, but the Betty Ford Clinic isn't ever gonna break me from my habit of choice. It's my opium, my Xanax, and it's good for my voice. I hope you comprehend my reasoning. Twinings, Liptons, even celestial seasonings. Keep your marijuana, got my own remedy. I self-medicate with tea. Boom. It's chamomile. Yeah.